Hello, my name is Mike Reynolds. I'm your host here at Real Life After 70. This is a very quick video. I'm going to end it with the preamble to the Declaration of Independence. This is July 4th, 2025, our country's 249th birthday. So I am quite upset with the current happenings here. The budget bill, also known as the MAGA murder bill, has been passed by both the House and the Senate. And now it's up for the buffoon to have a signature. I don't know if he can handle that or not. So anyway, I don't know if he signed it. I haven't looked, and that's been intentional today. So, but in the spirit of the birthday of our country, from July 4th, 1776, and I'm not going to give up the fight against the fascist oligarchy regime. Now, please join me by subscribing to my subscriber-only community. That way we can discuss things freely and openly. The only real rules are going to be with respect to each other and no personal attacks at all. So anyway, join me right now. Now, I've also put a link here somewhere for the National Archives for the whole thing here as far as the Declaration of Independence, and it is definitely worth a read, especially and the glaring similarities between the colonies' issues with King George III and what I can see for the majority of our country are the issues with Donald Trump. So, anyway, enjoy this, because this is the July 4th. So here's the preamble, and like I said, there is a link to the full document. So in Congress, July 4th, 1776, the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, well, that's a word, pursuing invariable the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government, and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is the patience, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having to indirect object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. And then it goes on from there with the issues that they have with King George III and the similarities to Donald Trump issues are glaring. So, Mike Reynolds here. Please subscribe. We got a lot more fighting to do. And hey, happy birthday, United States of America. Let's kick some ass.